Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello, 9226.
Hello.
Yes.
I just want the Barbs to know that they're killing Nicki Minaj. That's why Nicki Minaj is not liked that much in the industry, and I'm sick of it. It's okay for them to call someone's child a rat, but it's a whole problem when we say that Nicki Minaj deserves someone better.
Right.
I don't get that.
I don't understand that either. But my whole thing is, I'm not going to sit here and argue with a bitch who's ass stinking, breath stinking, who don't even know who their mother or father is. You get what I'm saying? It sounds like a dumbass kid that never even fucking finished eighth grade. You know, so a lot of these motherfuckers are dumb, delusional, and broke. Bitches will come over here and start motherfucking trying to argue with me, but don't even have $1.29 to buy the fucking song on iTunes. Shut your stupid ass up. Not you, but you get what I'm saying.
And I was on Station Head or whatever the hell it's called, and I saw all of that. He sounded like he was about to cry. Sweetheart, what are you crying for?
Right.
Like, he needs to kick rocks, though. Throw them away. Toss them.
Period. Thank you, caller.
And you're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm over that. I'm over that. I'm over that. I'm over that. These hoes be really motherfucking trying it, bitch. These hoes be trying it. All these hoes do is fucking talk loud, bitch. When it's time to talk about the receipts and the facts, these bitches are on mute. When we get into receipts and facts, he said, oh, come on. Girl, you can call in, baby. Call in. You know the number, love. You've been here before, 563-999-3658. Bitch, you fuck niggas older than me for a sandwich and a piece of burger. Don't you do that, you dumb bitch. You're one of those girls that sell your butthole, bitch, just so you can have a place to sleep at night. Shut your stupid ass up. And you, and bitch, you over here, you find me everywhere I'm at, girl. Okay. All right, hold on. 7735.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Armand. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was on there on that other app when he was wilding, and I was just shocked. Like, I wouldn't call myself a Barb, but I'm definitely a Nicki fan, and I was disgusted. I'm just like, this is why people look at her the way they look at her. Like, you cannot be out here just being ratchet and ridiculous like that. Like, first off, you're not even making any sense. There was no logic behind anything he was saying. Like, where were your facts, like you said? Like, come on. It was just an embarrassment for someone who really messes with Nicki, because I'm one of the fans that's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and stream her stuff. I'm going to go ahead and buy her stuff. And then we got the ones out here doing that, thinking that, you know, that's adding to, you know, you're making her look stupid.
Period. And my thing is, that frustrates me, but then it also frustrates me that you can't like that. It's a problem that I like Cardi B. I don't fucking owe Nicki Minaj a motherfucking thing. I don't owe any bitch anything, just like a bitch doesn't owe me. I can like whatever the fuck I want to like. You got bitches that around. You got bitches around here that all of a sudden now they Nicki fans because it's good for their following. Bitch, don't call me a flip flop when it's documented record that half the bitches that are Nicki fans was dragging the fuck out of her, but they like her because it helped them get a following. Shut the fuck up.
And that's
people
all,
are allowed.
Yeah, that's all that is.
People are allowed to change their mind, have a difference of opinion, and like whatever the fuck they want to like. Bitch, if I like Nicki and I like Cardi, I can like them both. I don't give a fuck. If you don't like it, fuck you and your mothers. Every last bitch that don't like it, fuck you all.
Yeah, but the people that's not liking it are the childish ones. Like,
yes.
I be listening to you criticize Nicki, and I'm a fan. I'm not a fan, but I'm a fan, and I could be like, okay, that made sense. Yeah, she didn't handle that well, or I don't like him with her. Like, we can just agree to disagree, and we can also agree to agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was no need for him to come on there just making himself look erratic. Like, that
yeah.
is what you represent. You trying to represent her doing that. And it's nobody's business who you want to give your platform to. You know what I'm saying? If
Absolutely.
Go watch somebody else.
But they love to come over here. They want to know what the fuck I'm going to say. Let me tell you something. Half these motherfuckers that don't like me love me because, bitch, half of them get content and the other half just like to come and enjoy the motherfucking show because they know I'm going to keep it as real as I can be. Period.
That's what he wanted. He wanted to get cursed out. That's what he was feeling tonight. But
yeah.
It was what it was.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
So it is what it is. But I had a good time tonight. Now we definitely are wait, like I said before, the engineer that leaked the Cardi B record, we have been in communication, but I'm trying to see what he's going to do. But honestly, shit. I don't really know if there's much to talk about. I want to hear what he got to say because he basically said that I was completely wrong in everything I said. He kind of went off on me and basically called me all kind of names. So I DM'd him and he DM'd me back. He sent me two videos with him and his artist basically saying that they were going to get into some things and they had some real tea. So we'll see what the real tea is. I'll reserve my opinion, my judgment for that. Outside of that, child, I'm just here for a good fucking show. I did not like that station head shit. So I don't think we're going to go on there. I did not like it. I tried. But it just, the audio wasn't right. It was just cutting in and out. I just didn't like it. I like being in my studio on my microphone and doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? So for whatever reason, that just didn't work out. So, yeah, let's see. Yes, thank you so much for the Cash App. She says, Robin says, I can't chat, but I can listen. Love you. I love you, too. 3225, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hi, Amon.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a question for you because I was on the other, your other app, and I was listening in, and I was just wondering, like, I don't agree with the other Barb did. Like, he was doing a bit much. When you were talking about how, like, you were saying how, like, prior you were dragging Cardi B, and you were really windmilling for Nicki Minaj, you know, when they were having beef and stuff like that. I was just wanting to know, like, did you feel like that because you did that, like, Nicki owed you, like, something in return, like, maybe Queen Radio or something? Because this kind of sounded like you were, like, well, you were kind of, like, fully on Nicki's side, and then when maybe she didn't give you what you wanted in return, you became more neutral between, like, Cardi
that's
and Nicki?
That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. But, no, I don't feel like she owed me anything to it, just like I don't know her anything, right? I do think that's a great question. But my thing is this: it became a thing for me when I had an opinion that was opposing, maybe that she didn't agree with. Then you unfollowed me, So that's when I was like, well, girl, that's why when I said, well, I'm windmilling for you and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm clearly showing support. I've clearly made neutral videos. I've clearly had your back. But the one time you got in your feelings, you unfollowed me. And I think that's childish. I think that's fucking childish. Mm-hmm. And I brought Cardi up in a sense to, I've literally dragged this lady, wore her thin. You get what I'm saying? However, she can still communicate like, hey, I didn't actually say that. She can put some respect on. She ain't shouted me out. She ain't done anything for me. What has Cardi done for me? Cardi don't follow me on anything. But I'm just saying, like, she could be, like, the communication as far as, hey, listen, I didn't say this. I didn't do that wrong. Or I'm not, if you reached out like, yo, this is, I got this information. Is this right or wrong? Oh, boom, boom, boom. This is wrong. This is right. All right, boom. Like, it's just business. You get what I'm saying? Like, we can't act like, you know, you didn't see the platform because you were literally following. So it wasn't that you owed me. But let's also be very clear here. Whether you feel like someone owed you something or not, the fact that if you always had my back and, or if my thing is this, if you always felt like the media was, you know, out to get you or, you know, these blogs were shady, why not put people in position to build them up? Like blogs that have it, why not put smaller blogs in position? Why use your platform only to be messy or to address drama? Why not bring people up? So once I seen that she moved in a way of like, she really only addressed drama or she was only bringing messy, I'm like, oh, okay, girl, I see what this is. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that she owed me something. It was just the fact that, girl, you don't owe me anything. But in that, if I have an opposing opinion, because you don't owe me anything, don't get in your feelings, right? Because that would insinuate that I owe her something because she's following me.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
Oh, no. I think you have a right, like, to your opinion. But one thing I will say with, like, how you feel about whatever you feel, I feel like you kind of, like, you don't, like, when, in terms of her relationships and stuff, like, you never kind of give Nicki that, like, that benefit of the doubt. Like, remember how you were saying, like, when she went out and, like, she was at the club with her husband and you were like, oh, she doesn't look happy. Like, could you imagine her thinking, like, every time I go out with this man, people assume the worst. And that's the thing, like, and that's when she, like, unfollowed you when you were like, oh, she doesn't look happy. She looks sad. She looks kind of miserable. Like, wouldn't you be like, damn, like, every time I'm out with this man, people assume the absolute worst. Like, why can't, and that's one thing.
No, you know why? You know why? You know why? Because why should I be able to, because, and I'm just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I be able to assume that if, based upon your question prior, if I'm windmilling for her and I have her back and I'm going hard for her, it's not fair for me to assume or want something in return. So, but I should assume that she should feel away because I'm saying something. You see what I'm saying? So I can only assume that I'm hurting her and I'm being offensive for commenting negatively on our relationship. And I need to understand how that can affect her. However, just going on, based off your question, it's not fair for me to assume or feel like, damn, if I'm supporting you, show me some love. I can't assume that. That's not fair for me to assume. But I have to kiss her ass because she's a celebrity? No.
No, no, no. I don't think that you should.
You get what I'm saying? No. So I guess what I'm saying is this. If it's not fair for me to assume or expect something, she shouldn't expect any. There shouldn't be no expectation for me having an opinion. I don't have to think anything. I'm doing my job because she doesn't owe me anything and I don't owe her anything, right? Because
you,
that would have.
Right, you don't owe, but you do, like, I think, like, you do, like, there's right and then there's wrong. So I don't think, like, necessarily if she does something that's wrong, then call her out on it. But, like, if she does something that's right, and she's right in that moment, that doesn't mean that, like, it's like she owes you something back because you defended her when she was right, if you get what I mean. Like, she was right in that situation.
Right.
So that's why
I
just feel like.
Right. But, in that, when I call her out and she's wrong, that I don't have to worry about how she feels because she's heard it a thousand places. But you asked that, though. You said, think about how she feels if every time she takes a picture, someone is saying that, damn, she's not happy. That's why she unfollowed me. Like, I had to put myself in her shoes. No, I don't. Just like she doesn't owe me anything, I don't owe her a motherfucking thing. You get, like, there's no, like, it's the same thing. It's literally the same thing. It's the same thing. So if she doesn't have to put herself in my shoes, I don't have to put myself in her shoes. And it's just tomato, tomato. It is what it is.
Well, what would be something that, like, you would want in return? Like a shout out, or like maybe what Cardi does, or something like that.
It would be more so, girl, understand that I'm not
this
all,
is a business.
It's not even that. Understand that, bitch. Like, if I really wanted anything, it's the same thing I would expect out of people, anybody that I fuck with or anybody that I talk to, anybody that I support. Understand that every day I'm not going to agree with you. And if I say something that you don't like, don't get offended. It's the same thing I expect from y'all. Y'all may not like everything I say every day, but don't get in your feelings. And the ones that be getting in their feelings, I'd be like, man, fuck you. Because it's like, goddamn, like, you're not going to like me every day. Sometimes I don't like me every day. So all I'm asking is understand on those days that you don't like me, weigh the pros and cons. Like, damn, you know what? He may have pissed me off today, but this nigga's really had my back. And he ain't asked me for anything. And I have brought messy bitches up here and ain't really threw him no bone. Let's just keep it as that. And he still was cool. So if the nigga say, I don't like your nigga, that ain't mean the nigga don't like me. Because I've never, you get what I'm saying? So don't just be like, oh, well, he doesn't like my man. Fuck him. It's like, bitch, girl, I've been fucking riding for you for a fucking year. Yeah. Like, girl, you see what I'm like? What the fuck? That's
and
that
also
bullshit.
This, like, to when the callers are like, oh, you know, the bars make people not like Nicki. Well, I mean, like, this, every fan base is going to support their fave. And I hate that the bars always get like, oh, you guys are so, like, if you talk negatively about Beyonce, the Beehive's coming for your behind, no matter what. So I just don't know why it's like.
Somebody
Nicki
said, hold
like,
on. Somebody said, honestly, how would you know Nicki? I don't know that. I don't care. That wasn't the issue. It wasn't even that. That wasn't even the situation. The situation. See, people think it was about literally the person, and it wasn't even the person. It wasn't even like it was just. It wasn't about, oh, you chose this person over me. It was just the way she was moving in general. Because, again, here's my thing, and I don't think there's anything wrong with this. If you are bringing bloggers on your platform and YouTubers on your platform, I would be lying to sit here and say, I didn't want to go on there. Especially... Not because I'm defending, but because I'm a diehard fan that cares. Still do. One of my favorite celebrities. So my thing is, when I see that you're pulling, like, my thing is, if you're not pulling nobody up, then whatever. But if you're actually coming to the pool of YouTubers, celebrity gossip or whatever, and pop culture talk, and you're pulling them up, you're fucking right. I want to be pulled up. You're damn right. And I don't think and anybody would. Like, wouldn't you? Like, that's crazy for you to say you wouldn't. Here's my thing. So let me finish. So you're damn right. I want to be pulled up. But when I noticed that you pulling up a messy bitch, and it's not even like, oh, you pulled her up over me. It's more so, this is the way that you're moving with your brand. Okay. Me and you are not on, like, that's mean, what's I'm more on, that wait hold like on let me finish hold on well no be, no it goes to show that's what's more important. Of course you'll be disappointed, but I think that I think you guys are harping on the idea of You're missing it. See, you're looking at me, looking for me to be mad. Of course, if that's just like saying that you were a fucking, that's like saying that, I don't know, you were fucking on your job and you were doing everything that you were doing on your job because you love your job. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your job because you just
absolutely
love your job, right?
And someone else got something that.
No,
I felt
however,
like
your
I
boss
like,
decides
maybe.
your boss decides to do a promotion from within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you are doing a great job, and your boss, and you're really doing a great job on your job, and then your boss picks the motherfucker who always calls out or always takes extended breaks. You weren't necessarily thinking about the promotion, but since it or came up, you like, well, shit, I would like it because you like the job. And then you can tell me that you wouldn't feel some type of way if you got overlooked in that sense. And you wouldn't be like okay, so what am
I
really
I understand
doing?
That. I understand that, yeah, you feel, you know, you put in the work and all of that, and then someone else that, you know, it was maybe messier, or doesn't put in the work that you put in.
No, it wasn't even
like,
about the work that you, no. It was the idea of, bitch, I've made it very clear that I don't want to talk about personal life. I've always talked about the music and how talented she is with her, as an artist. And then the moment you bring up YouTubers, you bring up a messy bitch to talk about some messy personal life shit, which means you really don't give a fuck about talking about your music. You just care about the bullshit.
Okay, Amon.
I don't know, man. You guys are just going to want to think that I couldn't make it
no,
any clear. If the answer you wanted me
to
say is I was upset that I didn't go on there, it wasn't about that. It really wasn't. It was,
no,
it,
I,
but
I
if that's
what
you want to go
like
with,
a,
you can
like
have
a
that.
Hater or anything, but I just definitely feel like, you know, like you said, you know, just because she didn't have you on doesn't mean that like she hates you. Like, wouldn't that go both ways?
I don't think
like,
that she hates me, and I don't hate her.
But now it's just more like, okay, now that I see where you just have decided, which is her right, you know, now you're just gonna remain more neutral, equal, than like maybe more to the right or to the left.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was just more so because I've always maintained my stance when it came to the music. The only thing I'm doing now is I talk more about the personal life, which I didn't. But I've always felt that it was trash. Let's be very clear. I didn't I didn't just now start thinking it was trash. So, and I actually hit the gas on it because everybody kept asking me to talk about it, and I was like, and actually, then if anything, I was being biased because I would not talk about it.
Right.
Let's be very clear.
About it. Yeah.
As a blogger, her personal life sells, and as this being
sells,
my job,
exactly.
I could have made a lot more money. I didn't talk about her fucking brother. I didn't talk about shit that people when she was getting sued. I didn't talk about those things. However, the minute I'd be like, all right, she could have did better. Or, you know, she doesn't look as happy. You want to unfollow? Oh, girl, fuck out of here, bitch. I'm going to talk about what the fuck I want to talk about.
But also,
that's what that came
you know,
from.
I think sometimes as fans, like, we feel like, oh, like the lady said on the other station, like, oh, she should have been with Drake. Nikki said, girl, she's not into Drake. And, like, we can't tell her who to date. Like, we don't know who she dated, who she likes. If she was to date, she'd make a lot more money than most of the men that she would choose from. So it's like, I feel like you have to, I understand. I don't agree with the man that she's chosen, but I have to understand that I'm not her, you know? Like, she's the person that has to date and wake up to this man every day, not me.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes it's, you know, I don't know, sometimes it gets maybe a little personal when people are just like, you should have chose better. You should get
a
man.
Yeah, but they
who
do it to Cardi B all
money.
The time. Bitch, let Offset do something right now. It'll be okay. People talk. Let drag Offset every fucking day. They will not let this man catch a break.
But at the end of the day, that's Cardi's choice. That's her choice, too. And not my
but,
choice. But that's
exactly.
Her choice.
That's her choice. But you see, nobody, I mean, you're not defending that. I mean, if we're going to do it, you should just say these celebrities, all of them, It's but it seems like you're defending who you like.
No, because I Beyonce, girl, Jay-Z, he may be a billionaire, but I don't find him attractive. But, you know, so, I mean, it goes
right
across all the boards. You know, he may
right
be a billionaire, you know, but I don't find him attractive. He wouldn't be my pick if we're talking going off looks, you know. So it goes across the board. We're just right now just about, you know, Nicki. But I just feel like, you know, sometimes it's this, when it comes to her personal life, in terms of her husband, it's like there's nothing ever, like, positive. And she doesn't even got to be online. She can go away for 4 months, and the girls will still be like, your husband, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, why don't you date me? Like, even Meek. I didn't think Meek was good for her. I thought Meek was
I don't think Meek was on her level. I think Safari was trash, and I think this dude is the worst.
So, I mean, clearly we're seeing something. She's seeing some of these men that we're not. So it's like, girl, you do you when it comes to your personal life. We just want the music. But because it's her, you know, the personal always, you know, not always, but tends to go
well,
by.
Well, no, let's be very clear. Let's be very clear. It was she was shoving the personal in our face. Every time we seen.
So?
Girl, yeah. Every time we seen her, we seen him. The
oh,
whole last year.
True. I did.
Like,
see
what
that
are you talking
I did
about?
See that.
Every
but that is
fucking
husband,
time we
so
she shoved it in our, she forced it on us. Without, well, let's
yeah,
be very
I mean,
clear. Without music. She didn't have any music
oh, okay
really either. The bitch is
I
not
agree
out now.
We're in quarantine, but I get that. Like, she
oh,
should
shit
do, I think she needs to release that more music,
easy
definitely. That she definitely should release more music, because if there's no music, then that the only thing is personal life.
Especially when that's what you're putting on blast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's allowed to take a picture with her husband. Damn, I'm
oh, girl. Now it's a picture.
But it was
no
nice talking to you.
Yes, thank you, boo. Bye. Get your ass out of here because you're just going to justify everything. All right. 2622, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to first say that I love your show. And
thank you.
I don't agree with everything that you say, but I do watch everything you say because, in my opinion, you're very authentic. Like, if you like something, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And I feel like if somebody says something like or does something that you don't like, you address it. You know, like some people wouldn't do that. Like, say somebody likes Nicki Minaj. If she does something that they don't like, they're not going to talk about it. And I feel like
you're right
really authentic. And I really appreciate that about you.
And I just didn't understand why people, what, like, my biggest thing is when it comes to the Nicki situation, people don't, like, they want it to be like, oh, I'm so mad about her unfollow, or because you were her fan, she doesn't owe you anything. But that, it's not that I felt like she owed me something. It was more of a, I, like, how can you feel like you're riding hard for an individual musically, and they're a music
mm-hmm
artist, and they're bringing, and then they start to come to the pool of YouTubers and start pulling YouTubers up. Like, how can you think that I would not want to be a part of that crowd? And it wasn't for the clout
of
it wasn't even about, oh, the clout of being on Queen Radio. It was to be having a conversation, a music conversation with a bitch, with my favorite artist. Like,
yeah,
that's like saying, like what? Like, why would I not, why would I be doing this if I didn't want to one day have a conversation with the bitch? Like,
yeah,
does that make sense? Like, I don't understand why that doesn't make sense. Like, I don't understand it.
And I personally feel like out of everyone, you should, because you actually do talk about the music. Most people only talk about the gossip, the messiness, but you actually talk about the music. Like, you'll break down the songs and what you think about them, what they could have done better. So it's like, I feel like if anybody, it should have been you, you know? And I feel like what you do, I can't speak on Nicki Minaj and why she unfollowed you, but I feel like you really do like Nicki Minaj. Like, you really do go hard for her
still.
You don't talk about, like you were saying, certain things that everybody else is talking about. You don't. Like, and you talk, and you give every, like, you talk about Cardi, you talk about Offset, you talk about everything. You know, it's like, that's why I said I like your channel, because you talk about, like, everything. Even though I don't agree with everything you say, it seems that you're trying to be fair to everybody. And I really appreciate that, because most outlets are just like, oh, I like Cardi B, so I'm only going to say good things about Cardi B, even if she did something bad. I'm not even, you know, but I like that about you, that you are fair with everybody, you know?
Yes.
And
I just
love your show.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate that.
Forget those trolls. Like, keep doing you. Like,
We're growing. But my thing is, and I like everybody. That's what I'm saying. And I'm still on Cardi's ass, like, every day through this fucking camera. I'm like, bitch, we need some fucking music, girl. What the fuck are you doing? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and now, it, you know, and I would be like, fuck her too, if she just decided all of a sudden now, because I said, where's some music? Then all of a sudden, like, girl, if I had a question she don't want to answer because she mad because I said, where's music? Well, bitch, fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like... I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, girl, like, yeah, like.
I get it. I just feel like, and I love it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I love everything you do. I wouldn't change anything you do. Like, forget these people. Like, they don't know what they're talking about. Like, they're just mad because, and the Barbs, let's be honest, the Barbs are too vicious for me. I love Nicki Minaj, but I can never be a Barb. Like, they're too extra. They're too much. Like, we don't need all of that. If you like Nicki Minaj, like her, but, like, coming for people and, they just do the most. Like, it's like they actually, like, the way they come for people is like they actually know her. And it's like, you don't.
Yes.
Like, she doesn't know you exist. So why are you coming at people like that? And I feel like she should say something. Like, when she sees, because I know she sees it. Like, she should be like, you know, you shouldn't say this, but she doesn't. But I
Thank
mean,
you.
Yeah.
Thank
I love
you so
though.
Much.
So
I doing, love you too. Thanks stuff. For watching, Bo. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Who's getting like, oh, we got a, oh, Real Life Jamar says, new member showing respect, Star sent me. Oh, shout out to Star. Hey, shout out to Jamar. Hey, shout out to you. Okay, yes, we love Star. We love the Star Report, okay? Thank you for sending niggas over here, okay, nigga? Okay, but give me a second. I need to refill my goddamn drink. And I'm probably not going to play any audio on here because, child, YouTube be kind of playing. You know, they'll shut this live down if I play the wrong song. That's why we gotta get on the other channel. But what I can do, well, let me see, because I can't. I'm scared to play. Let me just play some of this real quick. Because if I play the wrong thing, child, they will turn this live off, and I ain't coming back. Hold on. Okay, let's take some more motherfucking calls, and we're going to get up out of here. Zero 421, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, boo, what's poppin'?
Oh, my God. I've been out of town, but I just got up with you. I miss you so much, but I will say I do watch your recaps on my long-distance travels. I always tell you that. So what's up?
We're just kicking it tonight, girl. I'm just kicking it on here. Just because I hadn't really been on. I was on late. I was on early. Well, I haven't been on as much, and I came on late. So I was just kicking it with y'all today. Nothing much. I was trying to do an after show on station here, but I decided I don't really like it. I just still gave you guys an after show today over here. That was all, pretty much.
Okay, I'm mad because a couple of your lives I did not call. Some of them are so good. I was like, oh my God, I did not call. And I'm like, my mind is going in on the girls.
Listen, I really loved it. I'm like, yeah, we're growing. We're almost at 80,000. So I got to stay focused and keep it pushing. We're growing. So thank you for your support and thanks for always being a part of the show.
Oh, yes. You know what? Another thing I thought about you, not to give you advice for your show, I also thought that maybe you could switch it up and do like different things with the show to also like grow, you know, like ask Armand advice and shit like that. Because I think the way you be going off and the way I love your personality, I think you also would be able to give advice if you want to give advice.
Well, I've tried that and nobody really sends stuff in. They'd be so scared. So I'm like, I'm not going to keep doing that. I had a whole email and everything. So yeah, I love advice. I mean, but we are going to be doing some stuff. It's probably not going to be as advice. And like two, I don't know how it's going to go, but the lives might. Oh, you guys are getting exclusive here. Oh my God, I haven't. I don't know if I'm exactly going to do it. I got to see how it works out. But I'm wanting to bring the live shows down to Sunday. Like as our main day, and then drop some like pre-recorded kind of content during the week, and then we talk about everything on Sunday. So I don't know. I'm gonna see how that might.
That
roll
would be good,
out.
Like a designated day where it's like messy Sundays or something.
Mondays. Sunday where we cover everything throughout the week.
Yes, that'd be so good. Well,
and it'll be predominantly call in because I know a lot of people be wanting to call in and sometimes it's not enough time. So, you know, if everybody keeps up with the, you know, videos during the week, then you can call in and, you know, sound off on your topic for the week. So that's kind of in my mind. I'm trying to make sure I can commit to that. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yes. And I also like when everything opens back up, probably never. Let me not jinx it.
Right.
No, it's so sad. I had to cancel vacations. I'm depressed. All I'm doing is ordering clothes, thinking I'm going somewhere, but I'm going to be in my house looking cute. No, I hope you have, like, okay, so this is the thing. I'm not the one to, like, go pay for meet and greets, but I honestly would pay for a meet and greet just to, like, be around you because it's like you're, like, in front of my head.
Yeah, so a meet and greet, I ain't even thinking about that right now. I don't even know what you, but yeah, we will do that. We will have that, but I don't know when.
No, I'm just saying, have you ever really thought about it? Because between you and Star, I would really, 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 between you and Star now, yes, I would. I would really pay to, you know, just to like, you know, come to your meet and greet because y'all is funny as shit. I really, watched some of your re-recorded ones, you be going, it'd be so funny.
Well, see, for me, for the meet and greet, what I would want to do, I would want it to be like a showcase. Like, you know, I got to see who, like what areas, and then I would have to see like, you know, I just don't want it to just be me, you know, I want it to be nice, you know, because, you know, people are going to be talking, you know. So when I do it, want it to be right where it can be like you bring people. You know, different content creators. It just is I want it to be a special event, as special as I can make it. So yeah, I've thought about it, but I don't want to rush it. You know what I mean? And then at the same time too, I'll be honest with you. And I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying, you know, people, everybody says, you know, I would come, I would do this and I would do that. Then girl, it get time to get that ticket, girl. And I had to work. Oh, I'm out of town. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'll catch you. You know what I mean? So it's just like, chill. I see. Because I don't really, you know what I mean? I don't want to waste my time either.
Yeah, I understand. Do you also do, like, pop-up meet and greets? Like, hey, I'm in L.A., I'm here. Like, meet me here, like, stuff like that.
Well, no, I don't do stuff like that just because it's too many weirdos in the kind of content that I do. I would hate to have to shoot a bitch for trying to play me. Because they want, you see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to go to fuck to jail because some dumb bitch, some obsessed fucking fan or some obsessed fucking fool felt like they was going to pull up on me because I didn't did a pop-up. So, no, I don't just do pop-ups like that.
Well, okay, Armand. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, dude.
Bye.
Yeah, all right, 2130, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. This is kind of off-the-wall question, but it's something I was thinking about because I know that you like tarot cards and you have, like, your spiritual channel and stuff like that, so I wanted to ask you what you think about spells.
Yeah, see, I don't get into that. I feel like those go into realms that I'm not really equipped for. Because I feel like I don't know. For me, it just starts, I don't like to take away people's free will. And I feel like that stuff can kind of come back on you. You know what I mean?
So you believe in it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I believe. Yeah, hell yeah. I feel like a person
so like
could do
voodoo,
some shit.
You believe in like voodoo and stuff like that?
I don't. I believe in it to a meaning like someone can do it. Yes, I don't believe in it meaning like I do it. No, but I do believe that some people can put things on you. Yeah.
Right. I was wondering your opinion on that. Also,
yeah, I do.
How do you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was wondering, how do you do, like, the tarot card readings and stuff like that? Like, how do you know which cards, do you just let it fall out, or, like, how do you do that? Because I was interested in seeing about the tarot cards, doing it for myself.
Well, for me, the cards, I read some books on it, and then for the cards, you just shuffle the cards and you pull, you know what I mean? But for me, I find the cards are a little bit harder for me. Like intuitively, like my intuition is a lot easier. Like just, you know, intuition or discernment or gut feeling, whatever, that little feeling that you have, like whatever in your mind, like that for me, like I can really pick up on people's energy and you know what I'm saying? And like in that way, but the cards are cool. The cards are cool. It's everything is intent based. Everything is intent based,
right.
And so it's your intention. So just like there's light, there's dark, there's good, there's bad. So whatever whatever your intentions are, that's what will come out of that. And then two, you know, I would just say make sure you don't start to drift off into realms that just don't. I don't know. You just don't do you any good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything is not good. But I don't know. But
like,
that means something different for other people. Because
so
I believe
mean, like, in
God.
Around, like, you mean, like, doing things as far as, like, spells and stuff that's drifting off into, like, going a little bit too far?
Well,
see,
for me, it is.
Well, I feel the same way. Personally, I feel the same exact way. But I was wondering, like, your view on it. You know what I'm saying? Because you seem like a very spiritual person. So because of the fact that I feel like you're in touch with your intuitive side and your spiritual side of you, I was interested in how you felt about that because I feel the same way. Like, I'm very spiritual, and I always am interested in things like that. But the spell thing, it always was kind of, like, too much for me because I felt like, I didn't like the fact. It kind of reminded me of like you said, the free will, messing with people's free will. And then like, I'm a strong believer in whatever you put out into the world is what you're
going to
get
back. I'm not into that.
Right. I completely understand. Because I ain't either.
You know what
I'm
mean?
Scared.
Because I, because then, you know, you get parent. Like, I like a clear mind. And I like a clear mind when I'm alone. You know what I mean? And when I mean alone, I mean in a house by myself in dark. And then really, you know, when I'm asleep, bitch. And when you sleep, you know, you start playing into different dimensions and different realms. That's when those things come and get you. Bitch, I ain't got time. So I don't like to play in those realms.
I would never even play a Ouija board. I'm too scared for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never even mess around with it. Never.
Yes.
But that's all I was wondering. But
thank you
for
so much, caller. No problem. Be blessed.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Okay. How long have we been on here? Okay. We got a couple more minutes and I'm going to wrap up. 8687, you're live on the air.
What's up, boo?
Hey, what's popping?
It's nothing much. I just wanted to say this. You are amazing to allow anybody to come on your platform and speak 2 cents. I think you're like the only YouTuber influencer, whatever the titles are. You're the only person that gives people the floor to speak their mind, good or bad. Most people love it when they kiss their behinds. Oh, I love you on mine. And you don't care. You like to get into it with people. So I respect that. And I pray when you get up there on mine and you have your television show, please keep that same energy. Please.
Yeah. As long as I can monetize off of it. You get what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I cut it off during the show. But, like, when I'm doing all this cussing right now, that's why when I do these shows, this is why I always be like, you know, y'all super chats, donations, they help. Because I can allow people to curse and go to fuck off and curse me out. When I have to cut you off during the day, it's because I still need to get my coin. But, like, tonight, I'm like, girl, let's go. Whoever got a problem, bitch, what's up?
Yeah, can we get a T-shirt? Because I am looking to get some merchandise, a coffee mug.
Okay,
like,
I'll get a T-shirt.
You
know what? Yes, but see, I got the merch coming, bitch. But not you, but the people gonna be upset about the merch.
I'm from the South. We say bitch loosely, honey. That just means I'm an alpha female. I don't take no shade from that. Just don't call me an ugly bitch. We're good.
Yeah, right? Okay. Okay, so yeah. No, so we got something coming. Trust me, I got something in the works. It's coming.
And drop that Cash App, because I don't see the Cash App to give my little donation, because you had me kiki rolling. I know I'm going to get a 2-day eviction. It's like she is too loud in this apartment complex. I live around a bunch of, you know, Caucasian people. So
yes.
So I really appreciate it. Please drop that Cash App, one of the moderators, please, so I can bless the channel. As always, this is YMW Melly's cousin from last episode.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, you know, I really, really appreciate you, because you blessed me, too, on that last time.
I'm going to bless you again, boo. I'm going to bless
you
again.
You always bless me.
Energy.
So, yeah, so thank you so much. Yes, $ at Armana Reef. And I respect people like you, because, you know, I just do. Thank you, because you bless me on every one of my channels, and you know, so thank you. I just appreciate it.
Hey, please drop the Cash App if somebody can type it in the box. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yes. Yes, she's blessed me. Oh, I just hung up on a caller. That last caller I hung up on, answer. Okay, 6188, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's Joseph.
Hey, Joseph, what's poppin'?
Nothing. So I got a real messy question, but it's not about you or anything. But first, I want to say, you know, I really salute you more so just as a YouTuber, because one thing I can say about you, you know, we do kiki, like, you do get on people's ass, but there has never been a situation where somebody just could not clear their name with you. I mean, even with, like, you know, there'll be days where you'll be talking about Cardi B and, like, apparently lies and stuff will be going on. And you will literally be like, girl, like, if you want to do a video chat or send me a DM or whatever to clear the name, like, we can clear it. Even, like, the situation, you know, a few months ago or whatever, when you and Madison had your little situation. Baby, if you want to talk about it, like, we can talk about it. And I feel like even with the situations today, it's just like, you know, you're good at, like, I'm going to let you have the floor and clear your name or whatever issue. But if you don't come with the facts or something, even like what was the gay couple that just broke up? Even with them, like, it's just like, I'm going to let you have the floor, but if something's BS, I'm going to let you know it's BS. And, like, you have the prime opportunity right here to clear your name. And if you don't, okay, well, then don't look at me like, oh, I'm just this bully or I'm on your ass and I'm always being messy, this and the third, because I'm literally giving you the opportunity to clear your name. So
right. Well, you know why I do that? I'm glad that you said that. You know why I do that? Because a lot of the times I'm talking to people with bigger platforms or whatever the case may be. And so they feel like, you know, they're that girl or whatever, so they don't have to respond. But then whatever is said on this platform, then that may trigger them. They feel like they want to say it's not true or this is that, or I'm hating, or I'm just, so I'm like, okay, girl, well, come on and let's talk about it. But then they be trying to act like, oh, you know, it's not that big. Well, if it's not that big, well then girl, then don't respond at all. Right.
Right. That's how I feel about it. It's like, I feel like whenever these blogs and, you know, tabloids come out about somebody, if they don't see it that serious from the jump, then just don't say anything and let the narrative go on. Because it's kind of like what you said about, oh, dude, it's like, if you're not going to clear your name, then it's kind of like, well, then shut up then. Like, don't talk about it all if you're not going to clear your name. And second of all, so this is a little messy question, Cheryl.
Okay.
So,
hold on. Let me read this. She said, Armand, you need to premiere The Downfall of Nicki Minaj and send it to Nicki Minaj. Armand, oh, yes, yes, way before The Unfall. I think I should do that. But go ahead.
Because, you know, the Honest Company going to get you beforehand. I mean, the Honest YouTube channel, whatever. So have you heard the song Coffee with Kelly Rowland?
You know what? I did not. I seen it, but I didn't listen to it. I'm not going to lie. I think I did listen, and then I forgot about it. But you know what the issue is with Kelly Rowland? I feel like she has these beautiful moments every 7 years. And then you mm-hmm. think that there's hope for Kelly Rowland, and then you won't hear from her again for another 7 years. So I gave up on Kelly Rowland when Motivation dropped, and she didn't do nothing with it.
Oh, who are you telling? Because it's like,
that was her moment.
I feel like I'd be trying to hold on to her for so long, but it's just like she'll put out a fire single or something that's good. And, you know, like when it comes to
yeah.
music videos, you know she's got the sickening body. Skin is going to be on fleek. Like, but I feel like she puts out stuff like Coffee, and she gets, like, you had Beyonce repost you. She didn't even post Savage Baby, but she posted you. And
right.
here we are still to this day. It's like, you kind of just don't do anything. Like, you would have thought by now, because we're talking like 6-7 years. I'm thinking like there's an album that's going to be unlocked. And I've been telling like every artist in my mind, nobody's really putting out music because of this quarantine stuff. This is the perfect time to put out an album. Gaga already told y'all. She said at the end of May, regardless of what's going on, she's putting out the album. That's what I need everybody else to be on. The big girls, like, and for the longest, I saw Kelly as a big girl, but it's just like, you put out stuff like this. We didn't even got to go to Motivation. I was cool with the ice, you're like, ice. Kisses down low.
Yes.
Yeah,
I got
cool
my kisses down low. Shit, I was even, Dirty Laundry was even a move.
I was cool with that. But it's like, you just don't do anything after that. And that bothers me so much. Like, girl, get it together.
It's just like Little Kim. Little Kim does that too. Like, she'll get you hyped.
Little Kim did
she'll
that
drop
to
a single. And then then the album is supposed to be dropping. And then it's like, when it finally do drop, it's trash. It's like, girl, you get us hyped for these one little singles. And then the follow through is just trash. So I've just given up on Kelly Rowland.
Kim cannot talk about anybody else for the rest of her career, especially Nicki, because
mm-hmm.
for almost 10 years, she's hyped the whole world up that this next album about to drop is over for everybody. Girl, you ain't even sell 1,000 copies. You didn't even really give us no music videos. And then you gave us 9 songs. Girl, what? And then you talking about a part two. Girl, we barely got into the part one. Why would we get into the part two? Like, if Lil' Kim, I'm not saying to revive her career, but I think she should hit a Nicki, and they need to just try to hack, because I feel like the only thing that's really going to give her something hype is if she do a song with Nicki. I mean, I'm not saying that Nicki is just like, you know, just at her highest peak now, but I feel like the only thing that'll keep Kim's name relevant is Nicki. Like, she need to do something.
Okay, so speaking of Nicki, and then we got a couple more, and I got to go. But first, I want to give this.
Okay.
Oh, she always, Queen, you always come through. She always dropped me $100. YNW Melly, cousin, thank you so much. She stay dropping Love you so much, Boo. I will owe you a twerk tomorrow. And shout out to Kari said, she said, love your channel. Keep doing you. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys. And just to let you know, when you guys help out like this, this is what keeps me going on these late night shows. And this is what I genuinely like to do. And it all goes back into the channel. However, let's move to what I have to ask you. So speaking of Nikki, because you seem very logical and you don't have to agree with me, but I feel like even if you don't agree with me, you'll make it make sense in your way. Now, I feel like a lot of people want to hear me say, I'm mad that Nikki unfollowed me. And that's all they want to take. But they're not understanding what I'm saying. And then they also make it seem like I felt like she owed me something because I was writing for her. And what I was trying to explain was, like, am I wrong for expecting, not really expecting, but if you're pulling up a pool of YouTubers and you got this one YouTuber that all your fans like that's bigging you up in regards to music, has your back, windmilling for you, really supporting you musically, you right. followed this person. And then when you decide to bring up YouTubers within the same sector, you pull up a bitch to go and air out Wendy Williams?
Right.
Some personal shit. So, and then you unfollow me because I said I don't like your husband? Like, so to me, it was kind of like, okay. Like, so girl, the personal shit outweighed the music. And that just goes to what everybody has been saying about you, that you only use Queen Radio to be messy. You never use, and remember, I don't know if you remember it. Mm-hmm. I said, she needs to actually bring some female rappers up there. She needs to bring some rappers up there and have them do ciphers. And then she did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this is the thing.
Okay, so what you think about it? Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't wrong for how you were feeling, because realistically, we all felt the same way. Let's just keep it a stat. We all love Nikki. She has so many resources and used them for nothing. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, out of, 15 Queen Radios, maybe two or three of them was actually productive and talking about her albums and talking about real things. If you ask me, Nikki would have been ciphering herself on Queen Radio. If you ask me, I'd have been telling Booth, every Queen Radio, tell Booth, drop a beat. I feel like I just want to spit. Like, I get what you were coming from. You know, you have bloggers and stuff who come up there to talk about, you know, dumb stuff and things like with Wendy Williams. I mean, honestly, the fact that she even addressed Wendy Williams made me seem like she had too much time on her hands. So I definitely understood where you come from. I do think you went wrong after the fact that she unfollowed you, because I felt like had you just been, and I mean, we're human, so I totally get it. I feel like if you were just a little more just kind of like unbothered by it, I love you, you kind of did, you seem more like kind of pressed about it. So I just think if you were just more so like, you know, she unfollowed me, like, you know, whatever, it just kind of would have, because, I mean, like I said, the things that you were saying were not wrong, because realistically, somebody has to say, you know, you have a lot of barbs who kiss her ass when she sits there and does, you know, dumb stuff. So you weren't wrong, but it was just after that, instead of you just being like, you know, I don't have any hate towards her, you know, she's cool, it is what it is, I hope she, you know, but I feel like for a while, you kind of prolonged the issue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I agree, but I kind of feel like I just did something that the people were not used to, and it just because everybody, but it was one of those things. It was one of those things because you got to think about it. Let's just be all the way real. Everybody could be biased to a certain degree. All bloggers, all people, period. Right. So if anything, there would be a lot of things that Nicki Minaj would do that I would not cover because I was a fan. However, if it could have been something as simple, because here's my thing, And see, this is where people, this is where, this is, if I never, this is the part right here. I want everybody listening. This is the part. It just clicked because people say it was the tarot reading. It was what I said about her husband. It was something that I posted. This was the thing for me. If you could like my post, the Barbs had me trending on Twitter. You followed me on Instagram, which means you've watched me, you know me through my videos, and you know I'm a major fan of you. Mm-hmm. If I did something wrong or that offended you, just like you reach out to the Neighborhood Talk and tell them take mm-hmm. it down and they remove it immediately, just like you reach out to the Shade Room and let them know, hey, I didn't really feel that. She could have reached out to me. I DM'd her. Mm-hmm. She didn't respond, but I'm not saying that to say I felt some type of way. I'm saying this to say if I did something that wasn't right, you know I had your best interest. Just reach out. And see, that's the difference between her and Cardi B. Because when I posted that thing about that fake tweet that On Site even posted it about Cardi B allegedly throwing shade at Remy Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what Cardi did? She was like, yo, I'm sorry. I know you did your job, but this ain't right, bro. And I dragged, and listen, she, like, bro, I'm telling you, I used to hand her ass, but she reached out to me and was like, yo, that's not right. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I just want to let you know that I didn't say that. She didn't owe me shit. So my thing is, Nikki.
It's the principle, yeah.
It's the, like, my thing is, like, bitch, you follow me. And the only reason why you follow me, because you know how hard I fucked with you. So, girl, just like you could have reached out to any other blogger, girl, you could have just reached out. But
let's be honest.
Felt some
go
type
ahead.
Of way. I don't know. I just felt like she could have reached out. She would have did that with anyone else.
So this is the thing, and I want you to take this as a learning experience. The reason that she communicates with people like the neighborhood talk in the Shade Room, the difference between them and you is, she never respected you as a blogger or as a YouTuber. She just, realistically, she saw you as a fan that she
as
thought she fucked with. And so,
period.
But I promise you this, when it gets to a point where, you know, your YouTube subscribers, you know, start getting to like 100K and five, like when you start getting to like Lovely Tea and the Shade Room, and when those subscribers and those Instagram followers start coming up and she really starts to see the impact, then she will start treating you as like, oh, this is a blogger. Like, I have to clear this up now. Because at that moment, she saw you as, this was a Barb who tried to come for me on the YouTube, and I had to block him and move on. Because people that said crazy off-the-wall stuff about her, and they still have her on Queen Radio, but we're not going to bring that up. But
yes. So
yeah.
Wait, hold on. So that's exactly what I'm saying. So even in that, it's like, girl, I don't really owe you shit because you ain't even put no respect. At least Cardi, even though I dragged this bitch, put some respect on what the fuck I do. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, girl, you just see me as like
it.
Some fan. So my whole thing is like, bitch, I don't like, listen, I'm not some of these niggas. I can be gay. I can be a fan. But let me tell you something. None of these bitches run me. None of these niggas run at the end of the day, like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Put some respect on my name because, bitch, I work my ass off. And you just so happen to be a person that I love and respect as an artist. But, girl, you didn't respect me the same way. So now you're in my mind because that's when I was like, oh, wait, this bitch didn't even respect me because had I been the Neighborhood Talk, or, you know, she reached out to Tasha K.
She would have DM'd right then and there.
She'd have DM'd right then and there, but she just felt like I would. Oh, okay, girl, I see what's going on here. So you just thought that I was by that follow, you was just gonna keep me hush hush because you thought that I was gonna be afraid to offend you because you was following me.
And also at that point, because we're talking what, maybe 3-4 months ago. At that time, you know, this is before Say So and this, that, and the third. You know, for a while, nobody has really just told Nikki the truth, because you have so many people that just kind of like, oh, yeah, well, you're right, and this, that, and the third, versus you being that type of person that was like, okay, no, Mr. Petty is getting in the way of your brand. I'm tired of every time I go on Instagram and you got this sexy dress on, boobs out, cooch out, you know, you giving the girls everything, and here come your man looking awkward, all out of place. Like,
But then you notice he changed the pose.
Yeah, and you notice that she also don't do too many pictures with her husband either. So it's like, you got mad at me because I told you the truth. You unfollowed me, but yet and still, you still done
what... You listened.
What, yeah, you listened.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I totally get it. I just wanted you at the end of the day to just be more content with the satisfaction, because let's just keep it clear. I mean, this is beyond Nikki. This goes for Nikki, Beyonce, everybody. Like, they see the blogs, they see the YouTube videos, they see these Instagram. They get upset and they get pressed, but I guarantee you, they put the stuff, they do what you tell them to do. I remember there's a moment in time where Beyonce on the Run 2, even on Lemonade, when people got tired of waiting on an album, they act like Beyonce wasn't on Instagram, but she wasn't on. When people started flooding her comments and Instagram saying, where's the album? She started On the Run 2 with no new music. I remember everybody got on her tail talking about, I paid all this money, we didn't get this, we didn't get that. The very next day, album dropped. Very next day. Like, these people, like, they know what's going on. Like, they're not dumb. Like, they see that.
The last Queen Radio, Nicki Minaj said, she made it a point to say, yeah, I'm going to bring some of my bloggers and YouTubers that I really fuck with, and I don't have no problem with no YouTubers. Remember, because everybody was going ham because they was like, oh, Armani, you're mad, this, that, and the third. And she was like, I don't have no problem with no YouTubers and this, that, and the third. Like, girl, it's like, and they was like, well, she's talking about, I'm not going to say she was talking about me, but we're not going to act like she didn't know me. She was following me. Now, it could have been a tarot reading. However, she could have been like, you know what? I really support you. I fuck, because when she was following me, I DM'd her, which means, girl, you receive my message.
Yeah, like, you okay? Got it. Before I was even blocked, like, you got it.
Well,
like,
she never blocked me. She just unfollowed
me. Oh, she just unfollowed
me.
You.
Yeah, so that's when I felt like, girl, you were a little pressed, because you didn't block
my
me.
My messages,
it was just like,
it wasn't the pending one. Like, you got it directly to your primary messages. Like, you got
it. Yes, yes, yes. So that was my thing. So she could have easily said, "Hey, you know what? You're very talented, but you know what? And I would did it. Can you delete that? Fucking right, bitch. Listen, I would have deleted it in a heartbeat.
Right. I am so sorry. And everything would have went out. And then for people to try to flip it on you talking about, oh, you're jealous of Tasha K and you're mad because she was on there. Girl, first of all, I'm not no hater. I will give it to Tasha K. That camera and equipment and that tech that she got in front of her face, oh, she's on some Jeff. Because if you ask me, when it comes to video quality, she outdoes Jeffree Star. Like, she got the quality.
Everything, yeah, but I'm not even giving her that anymore, because you know what? She was so mad and in her feelings. She's so much of a demon. She wasn't even appreciative of that. Remember when I tried to give her credit and then she even, fuck him. He didn't want to give me, fuck him. He just said I had, like, she didn't even want to accept that. Like, so if you think about jealous, she's jealous because I gave her, I'm not, fuck that bitch. That bitch is garbage. I'm never giving her no compliments or giving her no credit no more, because when I did, she didn't even respect the fact that I could be like, bitch, I don't fuck with you, but you got some dope shit. She still tried to downplay it. So fuck that dog face ass bitch. She's trash.
Yeah, but even right then and there, like, for people to sit there and say you're jealous, it's like, no tea, no shade. Like, and I'm not going to say all of your stories are necessarily true, but they're at least credible. Tasha will talk about some stuff, and it's just like, girl, where did this even come from? Like, where did this even come from? Like, what are you talking about? And then she always says, like, I got the receipt, or I got the tea, or I got a text message right here to my phone. Because, I mean, we can even talk about the last three stories that she put out. I'm still waiting on a receipt. I'm still trying to wait on this receipt that, you know,
Megan Thee Stallion. I'm waiting on the Megan Thee Stallion receipt.
I'm still waiting on that. Like, I'm still waiting on this because she has this new thing, like, you know, apparently Beyonce was not messing with Megan no more because the producer leaked the Savage remix. You know, we had that conversation already, but she was the main one, like, oh, I got the receipts, I got the text, I got the text. It's like, okay, you're a reporter. Where's the receipt? Where?
But the thing is, she'd be so mad because she, see, here's where she fucked up because she don't feel like she should have to prove the receipt. And you, because a lot of people don't prove their receipts. And if you really think about it, major publications, they don't really have to prove the receipt. We just believe it. However, with her, for some reason, she has lied so much for a click and a view that you always second guess. Like, you believe something, you believe it. But if it, but then you, I will never forget. I was watching neighbor. I was on a neighborhood talk, and it was a post. I don't remember exactly what it was about, right? And they was like, you know, you believe the neighborhood talk. So, and it was showing that all the people on Twitter was talking about it. So you like, damn. Like, oh, this is what happened, right? And then in the swipe, he had, it was like 3 or 4 swipes. And then it was a Tasha K like post. And immediately when I seen that she was in on it, I second guessed it. Just immediately,
right.
Like you immediately, anything she's attached to, even if it's real, because some of the shit might even be true, but just
it's
natural instinct.
I'm a second guess it.
But if you see her attached to it, you're just not going to believe it right away. It's fucked up, but that's her fault. She's done that. She did that.
Jump and be friends with the ops. So it's like, that's somebody that I wouldn't trust because it's like, one minute you was loving Nicki, the next minute you wasn't rocking with her no more. You was a Cardi stan. The next minute I'm still waiting on a receipt from Ra Ali apparently that she had about her and Nicki not beefing no more. I'm still waiting on that. Like, and it makes you think like,
well, let's just be very clear. Well, this is why when it comes to the Nicki, like, this is another reason why I'm like, girl, Nicki is, you know, I was like done with it because. And because I'm not going to say no names because I know some scavengers in here looking for their next video tomorrow. But I'm just saying, like, you think about Tasha K and you think about the other old girl and you think about me. Bitch, both of them have always dragged Nick, like dragged her through the gutter like she was a bitch on the street. Right. And they still don't discuss her music. She supports both of them and follows them. Bitch, I'm the only one in this sector that really discussed her music. These other hoes was eating you alive until they realized.
You were the only one that really rolled for her for the long.
Yes.
When the hate train was popping.
Yes.
When the
they
hate
was
train
eating
was
her up.
Like,
especially that
live.
Other bitch. The other girl. The other bitch. And not Tasha K. The other bitch. The other bitch ain't even really a fan. The other bitch just seen that it did good for her subscribers. I'm telling you, bruh. Like, because if you go back and listen to them videos, it's like, bitch. Like, if you even, like, if you look at her whole concept of her platform, bitch, you done took bombs, you done took dead, you done took, like, nothing about you was original on any, like, you just said, all right, I'm going to be on YouTube, I'm going to do a YouTube, and I like this, I like that, I like that, and I'm a hate Cardi, I'm a hate Nicki, I'm a hate this, I'm a hate that, and whoever, whatever fan base like me more.
You.
Whatever fan base likes me more, that's the person I'm going to support. And that's what that other, like, dead ass. Like, none of them, you don't ever hear none of them giving critiques on Nicki verses, Nicki albums. They don't ever, there's no way that you can give a critique on an artist's music and never have a bad thing to say. Because just like I can say about, I'm happy for Say So Remix going number one, bitch. That's not the best Nicki verse ever. That should not have been the number one Nicki feature, period.
Right.
That should not have been the first one. But see, these hoes could never say nothing like that. Those are not real Nicki fans. Let's be very clear.
Yep, that's very true. They all just, because I was talking to my friend about that. I said,
but those are the people she supports.
and that's the real gag because even when she said on Queen Radio, like, I'm about to have some YouTubers, I'm about to have some bloggers, in my mind, I'm like, okay, you got to at least be, like, 1 out of 10 that's up there. Like, and then you weren't on that episode. And, I mean, no shade, she's talking about all these bloggers, but she would have one person talk for, like, 40 minutes. And I remember there was even the moment where people got mad because we kind of critiqued Queen Radio. Like, girl, you say you're going to be there at 5. You don't start till damn near 6:30. Like, you be in that talk. You know, when you do talk, you know, Booth will play some music for like an hour. You'll come on and be like, hello, and pop your bubble gum. Okay, I got to go on a break. And then that's like another 2 hours. It's like, girl, where's the smoke? Like, especially like when she was beefing with so many people, like she'll be like the number one, like, oh, I'm the number one, you know, radio on Apple Music and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, but you're talking about nothing. She'll literally tweet, I'm about to go off on such and such. She'll get on Queen Radio and won't say anything. Like, okay, like.
No, but that's not even the problem. The problem is this, that she knows to go on Queen Radio in the midst of controversy, and because she knows that we're going to think that she's going to address something, because that's the only thing she's built her Queen Radio platform on, is addressing the bullshit. So you notice whenever there's a big drama filled moment, she will use that to schedule a Queen Radio. And then now she's gotten smarter where she will just use that because she knows that we think she's going to address it, but then she won't. However, the only reason why we think that way is because in the past, that's the only time you use Queen Radio. So again, so that goes to my issue with her. And why I just was kind of like, okay, girl, I'm kind of off it, because girl, you're not really like, you about the music, but girl, you really could give two shits about the music, girl. You're here for whoever benefits you at this current time, and you get really caught in your feelings. So, bitch, if you want to address a bitch, that's who you're gonna pull up. You don't really give a fuck about the bloggers talking about your music, because to you, like you said earlier, caller, we're just barbs. Like, and yeah, that's how I felt. That's why I felt the way I felt.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because I'm like, even when she had the moment with Tasha, when she ended the episode on some like, well, in the next episode, me and Tasha K going to get together and get on Wendy. I'm in my mind like, our mind would have wrapped her up in a bow like right then and there. Like, let's just get her together right now. Like, what was the point of calling her to speak to say you're going to have her on the following episode? Like, because apparently she had receipts. Notice we haven't had a new Queen Radio since then. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, Carl, we got to take some more calls, but I got to let you go because we've been on for a minute, and I got two people I got to get to, okay? Thank you.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. All right, so, okay, 0285, okay, you live on the air.
Armand, what's good? It's Real Life Jamar for the chat.
Shout out to you, Jamar. Thank you so much for the memberships, the donations, the cash apps. Thank you for all the love, bro, and thank you.
Of course, of course. I got to show respect. You know, I've been a long-time listener of Star, and, you know, he always shouts you, I give you respect. But, you know, I've been coming to watch, and I'm like, can we get the straight man perspective? You know?
Yeah, let's
get
it.
Very necessary, very needed, because you do have some straight male and female watchers, listeners. So it's good to get, get the feel, check the vibration, check the temperature. But to be honest,
okay, let's check the temperature. Tell us how you
really
feel
about the chatty patty shit. But I will say this about Nicki, because I'm a music fan. Okay, I'm a supporter of hip hop, and I enjoy seeing women at the top, the two top spots on Billboard. But here's the thing. Here's the issue with Nicki. Nicki have her barbs snap on Joe Budden. Her barbs will snap on you. Her barb to snap on Wendy Williams, her barb. And she mad she can't get to number one. Why the fuck your barbs ain't buying the album? Why the fuck your barbs ain't spending the money to get you to number one? You the problem. And Nicki is the queen. Don't get it fucked up. And when it comes to this rap shit, Nicki breaks down this rap shit. She out-rap all these bitches. All of them. Easy.
Yeah.
But why does that not translate into your album sales, into your numbers? You got to get on a song with a 6ix9ine and a Kanye West to have a bop that I fuck with. But the Nicki I know, you know, on the mixtape before all the shit, you know, she had that. Now you with this dirty nigga, he seemed like a bum ass pimp, you know, a struggle pimp, in my opinion, is what he looked like to me. You know, got her mind fucked up, and she's fucking up the bag because she's so emotional. Just rap and do what Nicki does, and you wouldn't have no problem. Your bars would then go out by your album, and you wouldn't have to debate and fight with the media. So that's just my little spiel. I just wanted to call in, show you respect. You know, when I support financially. You know, I support. You know, so if I'm into somebody on YouTube or whatever, I'm always gonna show my respect, call in, interact, and it's much love. So I just want to show
thank
my
you so much for your support, sir. I appreciate you. We like to have
absolutely.
Straight men over here. We don't always have all gay men and women. We got some straight guys here that listen to the show. Shout out to you. So what did you think about Lil Boosie? Oh, he hung up. Oh, damn. I wanted to know what his damn straight ass thought about Lil Boosie. Okay. 8035, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, this is my thing. People, I feel like with you, people won't let you have an opinion. And I don't understand why in today's society, like all the way around just everything, I'm not even going to say just you, why people are not allowed to have an opinion about something. One thing that I will give you is when Nicki is right, you let her know she's right. And when she's wrong, you hold her feet to the fire. You do the same thing with Cardi. I don't feel like you show any favoritism. I feel like whenever you got to call bullshit, you call bullshit. And I feel like people just want to make it seem like you are mad or angry because she unfollowed you and because you weren't allowed on Queen Radio or whatever happened. My thing is even if you were mad, you have the right to feel that way because at the end of the day, let's be honest, you critiqued her music. You held her feet to the fire and was like, girl, come out. You need to get in the studio and write. You need to come out with a banger. You made a whole live about her music and was like, Nicki, you need to come with it. What are you doing? Like,
right.
We love you. We miss you. Like, you were actually, like, on her head, but it was in a good way, and you gave her constructive criticism and was like, girl, like, come, like, what are you doing? Like, you are the queen of rap. Like, why are you not making music? Why are you not, like, you need to come with it. And it's like, people forget that. And it's like, are you not allowed to voice your opinion? Are you not allowed to critique her music? Are you not allowed to critique her craft? Like, and I feel like that's what people mess up at. And also, you know, I feel like people lean, why people love Cardi so much is because she's never been too good to come down and say something to us regular people or the blogs. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't mind reaching out and actually talking to people. And I believe that's like the main thing with Cardi, whether it's mess or whether it's anything, she's going to say something regardless. Whereas Nicki is like, your name is always attached to some mess or some drama, and you brought on the worst YouTuber that you could possibly bring onto your show. You didn't bring on someone who actually truly genuine cares about you. Like, why? Like, I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I didn't even watch it because I don't got time. I don't fool with Trashy K. I don't watch her videos. I don't fool with her at all. But, you know, I just feel like whatever it is. She unfollowed you. Fuck it. Like, oh, well, like, I just feel like people just want to create a problem when there isn't one.
Right. I agree.
Now, as far as Lil Boosie, I don't even know what to say about that because, to me, that's pedophilia in a way. That's child molestation in a way, and you're messing up a child for whenever they get grown. Like, you're messing the child up. I mean, he has so much to say about Dwayne Wade and his son, but you over here paying people to molest your child. I didn't understand that. I didn't get
ain't that
it. Like,
crazy?
I don't know. You said the what?
I said, ain't that crazy?
It's very crazy. It's almost like a double standard. It's like you got something to say about someone's parenting, but at the same time, you're not doing right either. So it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black in a sense, because it's like, really? Like, did you really just say that you paid a prostitute to give your son fellatio? Like, did you really just do that? Like who did something like that? If you did it, like, that's something you keep to yourself. Like, but you told the whole world this. Like, I don't.
Hello? Hello? Okay, she hung up. Okay, we're going to take one more. 619-4205.
Hey, boo, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I just want to say something because I'm a little confused about a few things that I just want to ask you about.
Okay.
So the first thing is, you know me, I watch you a lot. Even when I'm in the background or I don't call, I always watch you. And I remember the most refreshing thing about you with this Nicki Minaj situation is that you didn't dig so deep into the personal. It was always about the music. And even when people would come in a chat and say that you were biased because you wouldn't dig into her personal life, you know, you still just stuck to the music. So my first question is this, because I don't believe I've ever heard an answer about this. Why did you decide to weigh in on her personal life when you had never really did that before?
Well, see, that was the thing. So I think what happened was I did a reading because I didn't necessarily want to talk about it. Because here's what I thought. I didn't want to give my own opinion because I already knew what my opinion was. So I just did a celebrity reading, and I wanted to see what the cards would say and how I would interpret that. And so I was like, all right, well, people keep asking me to talk about this. So let's just do a reading on it, because this is not my opinion. But that got twisted into my opinion. So then at that point, she did the whole unfollow situation. So I was like, all right, girl, so are you mad because I did a reading? And again, you're following. You have a direct connect to me. I've messaged you. You could have easily said, hey, that makes me feel uncomfortable. Do you mind taking it down? Bitch, I took it down in a heartbeat.
Okay. Because I was going to say, my next thing, I was going to say, let's play devil advocate here. You said before that you think that she watched you and you feel like she watched you. My whole thing was this, with the whole Nicki situation. With the whole unfollow thing, I wanted to see, and I think I asked you this question, how things were going to go, because you said that, you know, you were going to be more in the middle and more unbiased, and you have done that. Because I remember I made a comment to you, like, if you start with this Cardi B love train, I'm going to
I'm going
to listen with you in the background. Remember, I said that to you.
Yeah,
but
you
did. But no, you put it fair down the middle. And if we really want to be honest, too, even before you started talking about Cardi B, you was fair with both. You didn't talk about neither personal life. It was always about the music. And you always made it clear that why you think, you know, what the numbers are saying about Cardi B and all of that, we also know that she got participation awards. You've never been.
And you are, and you were one of those people, because you know it would be different lives where,
yeah,
the Barbs would come drag me. You're a Nicki hater. This is while she was following me, because I said something positive about Cardi B. Then all of a sudden I say something positive about Nicki. Then I hate Cardi B. So it was at a point where I was never winning, because anytime I said something positive about the other one, I was always a hater of the other, you know? So, you know what I mean? So that was that.
So what I was going to say, though, is if we play in devil advocate, let's say that Nicki watched you and she enjoyed her channel because you did mainly stick to the music, because everybody else was so deep into her personal life, you stuck to the music, so that's what was refreshing about your channel. So let's say she did that. You don't think, and I just want to know from an honest perspective, because, you know, I'm a married woman. I know you're in a relationship. You don't think that any kind of criticism of her man, you know, was a soft spot and rightfully so to make her feel some type of way?
I did, until it came out that, and I just have to be honest, that Tasha K called her man, said that Nicki bought her own ring, called him man a rapist, a murderer. said everything that Wendy Williams said about her, and she still follows Tasha K and still supports Tasha K.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? So for me, that's when I was like, well, girl, I've never said nothing like that about your man. All I said is the nigga's always in every picture.
So it was the issue of not keeping the same energy, because I see that a lot of your comments too. I see that a lot too from fans of Nikki, and I'm like, they are the most counterproductive, delusional group of people I've ever seen in my life. But I see that all the time. Like, Tasha K never said anything bad, but I remember it was a video about somebody doing voodoo on Nikki, and she was saying how it's working because Nikki ended up with a man that's a rapist, and she paying all the bills.
Nikki paying all the bills and everything. Yeah.
She did say that. So, okay, so your whole issue with the situation, because I think that's where people get lost at, and they don't want to understand real talk. They just want you to say that you're mad and you're butthurt.
Yes,
about it.
And I'm,
but
yes,
that's
yes.
All you to say. They don't want to understand that, you know, all right, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. How does she get to sit up here and then you basically solidify her with your barbs and give her a little bit more of a following, but people who are backing you, you don't say nothing.
Yeah, mind you, we're talking about a woman who's never talked about your music, who's never done analytical conversation or critical thinking or any of your music, but has only bashed you.
And can I say this too? I noticed with Trashy K, I noticed that when another blogger that she got into it with was at a Cardi B concert and met her and started getting statements from Cardi B, that's when she started bagging Nikki a little bit more. I noticed that too. You know, and of course on that other blogger's page too, according to everybody, she's a Nikki hater also. You know, it is just weird to me because I think people forget. Even as, you know, you feel the way you feel about her, you still call her the queen, you still give her her flowers, you still do all of that. But I just think people don't like that you are unbiased now, when at first, Armand, let's be honest, you was a little biased and everybody knew that was your phase.
I was right. Because guess what? I would pass up on coins because she doesn't put out enough music. During that time, she was putting out more content on Instagram, more photos of her man. So that was more to talk about. She was putting out more relationship personal info than music. And I was passed up on a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, that's true. And that's the thing I don't understand about her either. She sat there and cried about how it's a hate train. But she literally gassed the train up and pulled people.
That was my problem. Not to cut you off, but again, there's a hate. You're crying about a hate train and saying that, you know, people are trying to cancel you, but you're not pulling up any of these bloggers that's talking about your music. Guess what you do? The first blogger you pull up outside of the neighborhood talk because he's scared to ask any questions, you pull up a bitch to try to be messy with Wendy Williams. Like, so you don't really give a fuck about a hate train, or you don't really give a fuck about pulling people up. You give a fuck about who's going to benefit your ego at this moment.
That's
and
true.
I realized that. And that's when I was like, yeah, girl, she's not the girl that I thought she was. Personality wise.
Yeah. And you were saying, that before the unfollowing and a tarot card came, when you started noticing the people that she started inviting and the things that she was doing, you said you were starting to give her the side eye, like, okay, this is Nicki Minaj, or she ain't as smart as I thought, or she ain't, way before you even discussed the husband. You know, but that was one question that I noticed nobody ever asked, like, why did that come about? And I'm not going to lie, Armand, I was confused by it because usually you don't let the comment and people dictate your pace and dictate your content. So when you did that, I'm not going to lie, when I saw that video, my first thought was, why? Because it confused me.
Right. And so, yeah, because I was just like, but in my mind, I was like, let me just do the reading because I don't want to give my opinion. So let's just see. I thought it would be good content for my that channel. I didn't know it was going
it
to
was
create.
Viral.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was going to fucking go viral.
Yeah. And I get that, but
just keep doing your work, boo. Like I said, I like that you're unbiased. I like that you can give an honest opinion, and you still really do big this lady up. You ain't put no other female rapper in front of her. You ain't try to come up with these grand delusions like somebody else is better. You still have not done that. You know, so
no,
I don't know what
and all I'm saying is the reason why I can respect Cardi is because I've literally drugged this bitch. But if I put out some false information, she, like, outside of, like, let's just be real, outside of all of this, follow this, fan this, whatever, like, I fuck with Cardi because she respected me as a blogger. This bitch, first of all, she gets higher engagement than Nicki Minaj with less followers. She gets millions and millions and millions and millions of views. Like, I'm fucking nothing compared to her numbers. But the fact that I posted something and she seen my channel or whatever, she put enough respect on the work that I do to see, like, hey, you know what? This guy has a little bit of reach. Let me go ahead and clear that up with him. Hey, love, sorry, that's the wrong information. She didn't have to, but she did. And you know what? So my thing is, bitch, Nicki, if you felt some type of way, you could have, you had the direct contact to me. However, the bigger picture of all of this is, girl, you didn't respect me as the Armand Wiggins Show. You thought I was just a fucking barb.
Mm-hmm.
A fan.
And I get what you mean.
I was happy for a follow back. And so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I, and it too, because it should be even more respected, especially since she has Queen Radio and she's doing a little bit something similar to what you're doing, you know, so
right.
I think that would be more respect too. And I also think people keep getting confused when you say that they think that you expected some type of loyalty or some type of something from her. That's not what you're saying. You know, on this basic level, she in this business, and I guarantee you, I bet she don't jump on, you know, the white blogs and do this. I bet she, because I noticed that about Nicki too. I love Nicki, but the disrespect Nicki shows towards a lot of black blogs is appalling to me, especially because those are the very same blogs that help a lot of black artists get their start. So it's crazy to me to see how a lot of them will ignore and play black blogs dust unless the black blogs say something negative about them. You know, so.
Yeah.
But. All right, boo. I love you so much. And just keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Yeah. And now I'm going to give you guys some tea, some real tea. Now, y'all going to get some exclusive tea. And I'm sure they'll make videos about this. I DM'd her one day and I said, you know what? Thank you so much for the follow back. Right. And I said, you know, it was never a secret that I wanted to go on Queen Radio. We all want to. And I said, listen, I want to sit next to you one day. I would love to do that. That's like my dream. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I literally modeled my show after her a little bit, you know, her and Wendy. And I'm like, you know, what is it that, you know, I need? Let me know. What would make me eligible? This is before this is before people even know that she followed me. I was like, is it followers? Is it content? Is it a little bit like, tell me the direction that I need to go, and I'm going to focus on that to make me be at a point where you think that, you know, like anything, like, let me know, because now you're following me. So you're on my radar. So what is it that, what's the next step for me to get to Queen Radio? She never responded, but yet, so you didn't see my direct message after you followed me,
but she found you to unfollow you,
but you found me to unfollow me. That's when I was done. That's when I was done.
And I get that.
That's when I was done. That's when I was done. If anybody wants to know when I was done with Nicki Minaj, that was the moment I was done.
Fines with when it's negativity.
With negativity. That's all I've been saying this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've been, like I said, you've been saying it for a while. I think I don't understand how easily people can forget. You know, even before everything, you know, you were saying that. But, yeah, she responds to the negativity before she responds to the positive, which fuels the hate train. And then the barbs just, like I said, delusional. So they make things worse, and they make her look worse, you know. So,
But I'm glad that you see now that you pieced that together. You found me to unfollow me, but you didn't see that message. Okay, mm-hmm. but you was following me, so it goes directly to your inbox, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That's fine. But, thanks, Boo.
All right, Boo. Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, so we had got into some things. I don't know why they had canceled the Super Chat, but child, I guess they're telling us to get off YouTube, so let's